This is CliffCentral.com.
It's the dog, boy!
Y'all already know what's up. This is the Gilmore T vibe on Cliff Central. Come on, it's a Friday and they all trying to find me. Eco cash ding, baby, talk about timing. Talk about vibing, it's a BYO life ting. In the city of the kings, but we know for the flower queens. How Tessa takes mommies to where they want to go.
Right, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Gilmore T Vibe here on Cliff Central. Every Friday at 1 p.m., we are live on www.cliffcentral.com. If you'd like to listen on your phone, you can download the application on your Android, on your Apple Store, on the other phones that I don't know about. But you can download them, listen to the show every Friday, 1 p.m. Central African time. And of course, my name is Gilmore T, the global citizen, and exciting times in Zimbabwe. So we're going to be talking about what's happening in Zimbabwe, and I'm joined by three young, outstanding Zimbabweans that are going to share about their works and also their thoughts on what's happening in Zim. Fish F. Maxwag.
Shoo!
How are you doing, brother, man?
I'm G, my G. What's up?
Good, good. I haven't seen you since September, yeah?
Yeah.
Because I was, we went together to the Shoko Festival.
Yeah, man, that one was fire, man.
It was fire?
Yeah, it was fire.
What were your thoughts around Shoko Festival before I start getting everyone in?
You know, the vibe in this town, it was, I don't know, it was fire. And people there, they appreciate music and they'll treat you like you're one of them.
So, but when you guys saw, because Moonchild Sunday performed on the second day, the last day in Chitungwiza, and someone threw something on stage which was performing.
Yeah.
Didn't you just like flash in your head to think, damn it, if it had happened to us, what were you going to do if it had happened to you guys?
Me, I have a new strategy now. I'll pick that stone, visela it to come.
Clinton, Oshie, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. What's up?
I'm good. Long time. Oh, have I even met you before?
That's yeah, I mean, kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
Yes.
How's things, man?
Things are good. We're in Zim, so things are okay.
Well, how are you surviving? What's your day-to-day basis kind of to survive in Zimbabwe? Because you know Zimbabwe is for the survivors.
Mm-hmm. It's for the survivors. I mean, you also in every way you can.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not going to go deep into my hustle, but...
No, but I would like to know your hustle, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Aside of the music, like, the focus is on the music, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
every now and then you got to sell this, buy that kind
just
of thing.
Just to keep afloat
in
Zimbabwe.
That kind of thing.
And Mr. Ngube, Clinton Ngube. So there's two Clintons. Clinton Roche and Clinton Ngube.
Yeah,
how are you doing?
The light and the dark one.
So it's like Fanta and Coke. So you're the Fanta.
Okay, so I have to accept. The proposition.
How's things?
Well, things are good. Things are good. Yeah, uh-huh. Shaping up, I guess, but they're quite good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So would you if you were, because Fish said if it had happened to them in at Shoko Festival that someone threw something at them on stage, he was gonna pick that, would you agree with him actually on that whole issue?
To be honest with you, I don't think so, because we wouldn't have the time, but I think by the time he's decided to pick it up,
uh-huh.
I'll be off stage by then.
So, Mr. Manager, you hear what your artist sounds like, because this is what he thinks.
No, I I know how he thinks, but I also know how he acts. He probably wouldn't have done that.
He would have run away like, man, I would have.
Because it's different how you act and what you say before something actually happens.
Yeah, true. But I would want to know more of your guys' thoughts on the situation in Zimbabwe. I mean, recently we had shortages of fuel and we just got fuel now. It's shocking to just drive into a fuel station and just pour and then go. You're like, what just happened?
Yeah.
But things, I mean, what are your thoughts around all these things? The price is going up, fuel shortages, fuel coming back. People finding cure for HIV, AIDS, ETC.
It's a lot to take in. I mean, you know, you find one or two saying, if only I was young, you know, during 2008, at least you're not feeling the pinch, because most of our parents are doing a lot of running around.
Yeah.
But now, because you're now older, you're actually doing that running around. So you're feeling the pinch. So that's quite hectic and insane. You go in one shop, 2 kg rice is $5. The following day is $10. Then you wonder, how big is this rise to be actually $10?
Yeah, and it's only goes 2K. Up by more than 100%.
Yo, It's too much.
But you guys are in, yes, Mr. Joel, she wanted to say something.
nah, not really. I mean,
you guys are so calm.
It's kind of depressing. It's depressing. I mean, it's depressing to say the least, because, I mean, you're young, you're trying to chase your dreams, but at the same time you have these responsibilities that keep coming up because I mean, it's crazy. I can't even speak about it, you know, because I decided.
Still not. You are no more young anymore.
I'm
young.
Oh my
God! Zimbabwe is relative because
I'm young enough.
Young people in Zimbabwe, we have a leader, possibly Minister of Youth, who's like 50, 60,
I'm young. Hey, I'm a baby, bro.
Yeah.
Literally struggling right now.
Yeah.
But you know, that's what I'm saying. Like you do everything right. You go to school. You study. You do this, and then you graduate and there you are.
Yeah.
It's
like you never thought about
it's like,
it.
Yeah. It's like you're now starting your life afresh all over again. Like what you've been doing for the past 24, 23 years doesn't apply now.
True.
It's crazy.
You know, have to start afresh. Like
we need a more Jones.
You know? You're learning life afresh, things that you were not prepared for.
That's true.
All right, let's talk about the music. You guys are in the music space. And Fish, you have been in there for quite some time. How many years now?
Started doing music since 2011.
So it's about 7 years.
Yeah, but when I started, I never got that much serious. And then I got serious around 2015.
Okay.
That's when I really started doing music after I wrote my album.
So what was the first introduction to music for you?
Huh?
And to the industry in general.
As in.
Like, what was the first thing that was like, okay, this is what I want to do, and this is the vibe I like?
When I started, I was doing rap, like rap straight up. Then after that, I realized, you know, where I come from, there's no one over cool me lie. So I had to change the sound and started a bit of rap. It's like my elements.
Where do you come from, Fish?
Me, I come from Gwanda, Sotho. So yeah, man, that sound, the sound engine, a current guitarist, like, which is hip hop. So I mixed it. I still rap, but I rap in my own way. So yeah, man. Now do Ndaramo trap music. I call it Ndaramo trap music.
Ndaramo. What is Ndaramo trap music? Because I was like, I only know trap music, but what is Ndaramo? Sounds like Venda.
No, Ndaramo. It's actually my own way. Yeah, like I created it.
Okay.
So like the way I created the word Nganyi Pala, they start a song I twang unomsa. And I was thinking of a way of expressing how my ancestors will actually vuma a chick I want. So I was like, Ndaramo. It's actually dope. And I used it.
You know what, from what you said, what's interesting the most is that in many cases when you listen to music from Zimbabwe or from African artists, you sometimes wonder where the inspiration comes from, because most of their stuff sounds like someone's talking about things that are happening in Brooklyn, and then they're hardly relevant to the society. And then you decide to actually cater for your own people and where you come from. Why was this important for you? Why couldn't you just be like anyone else who sings about guns and popping bottles every day? Like, we pop pop. Why was that important? I mean, anyone can pick that.
I mean, I don't really blame the rappers for rapping about Brooklyn, because pretty much, even for myself, let me just say, pop culture, it's what we see on TV, it's what we see on... over here on radio, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
So you kind of pick it up. You really can't run away from it.
But that's like carbon and it's copying.
Yeah, I know. And the further we go, like the older we become, that is becoming erased. Our parents, maybe our parents are cultured because their parents were, you know, deep into that culture. But our parents are now less cultured in, like, well versed in some of these traditions and in keeping up with our culture. So the further we go, the less, you know, we care about maintaining
the culture.
Maintaining the culture, because we're like, you know, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't affect you in any way.
That's
how you think. But it's to you, you feel it matters. That
yeah,
you go
that's
back
what
there.
You think, Ed Miller. That's where
I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying it's like I'm speaking from the rapper side.
Yeah. Okay,
you know.
But then at the same time, how are you able to sustain yourself? Because you can only sustain yourself when you're relevant to the space that you exist in.
Exactly.
So if you sing, possibly this is why maybe Zim Dancehall is like the biggest thing or whatever. If you want to say that in them, because they sing about all these things that people can relate to when they're listening to them in
the
public transport. So yeah, whatever that song says.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, you were just about to jump in and talk about why you thought it was important.
For me, it was a way of proving a point. Firstly, to my parents, I can do it. I can do music that they can actually listen to.
So do they listen to your music?
Ah, my mother and my father. Actually, yesterday, my father called me and was like, how far with the EP?
That's dope.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to make sure that I do something that I was proud to, you know, to talk about and to make sure, like they told me,
okay.
So I'm the one who's supposed to be, you know, the worst.
A chain tween one.
So in combination, you know, that's why I'm a chef kid.
But isn't that too much pressure though, when your parents have failed something, then you are trying to live up? Or, you know, in many cases, the parents will say, I want my daughter to be a nurse, or I want my son to be a doctor, because they wanted to do
and
to be
failed.
That and they failed. So isn't that too much pressure for anyone?
For anyone. It is. At some point in time, it is. Because you realize that, funny enough, you might have your own dream. Summer, when you're growing up.
Yeah.
But then the environment tends to change that view. Imagine, most of us, I mean, I grew up wanting to be a lawyer because I talk too much. Like, literally, I talk
too
much.
I mean, you're wearing your tie right now.
Okay.
And glasses.
Of course, guys. You know, keeping up appearances has to, you know, apply. But then you realize, somehow, your parents have a certain influence on your decision, the decision you make, and you realize later when you are able to think beyond what's in front of you that somehow I'm actually living their dream, not my dream, and maybe, just maybe.
But is that okay? Is this something that we need to live with, to live someone else's dream and not have your own dream?
I think by the time, I don't know.
I don't know.
But I don't know.
I think it's the pressure comes when the parent forces it.
Yeah.
On you,
right.
But in Fish's case, it's like he took it upon himself. Like, I want to do this.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like they're like, so do music because you know we've been trying for generations. But it is a lot of pressure for parents is trying to, you know, live through you.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad. Something that needs to be broken.
So they are very much supportive, I'm assuming.
Yeah, but
obviously, because the dead cold is like after the EP.
Yeah, now, but when I started, like, because when I was legal, so that thing you would, you know, until I put me
late.
So I mean, I had to prove a point because doesn't get to do by the A level. I'm expecting Yambeva to do financial management, and me, I didn't feel that shit anymore. So,
the white collar job, like, yeah.
So I said, no, me, I'm not doing this anymore. So, my bong, you know, that thing, then. In a way, I say, well, no, finally, I'm serious.
Yeah.
So I went, hey, that's that choice.
Yeah.
That's super cool. Sure. Okay, since I'm not getting all the then I play the in the ingoma, the sound I do now.
Yeah.
Then my class said, no, there's something.
Nice, that's incredible. Mm-hmm. Have you always wanted to be what you're doing right now?
I've changed a lot of dreams.
Yes, because growing up, I mean,
when you're young, you want to be a doctor because you don't even want to be a doctor.
Yeah,
and then as
yeah,
I grew up, I wanted to be a lawyer.
Uh-huh. Also, you both
like
to be lawyers.
I wanted to be a lawyer because of the subjects I was doing.
Okay.
If I wanted to do it. So looking back in hindsight, I'm like, oh, that's why I wanted to be it.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always been someone who's like, I've never really tried to push it. I let it come to me. So.
Yeah.
The older I've gotten, the more I've found myself moving into spaces
mm-hmm.
where I realized, oh, perhaps this is something I should be doing. Like, this is where I should be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never would have said, if it was someone had told me, like, in 2016, like, you'd be managing an artist or doing that kind of things, I would have said, no. Because I studied journalism and media.
Oh, dope.
Yeah.
So you're not too far away from it, though.
Yeah, I found myself in journalism and media. I didn't actually like think after school I'm going to do that. So
yeah.
So that's how, when I went into that thing and then I realized that I actually enjoy doing this, I could be actually good at it.
Are you practicing now?
No, not currently. No, I'm not. So yeah, I mean, dreams change over time, I guess. Sometimes when you conquer something, you have a new
thing
that comes through.
Is it the same situation with you though?
It's funny. Look, okay, for my case, I think I changed careers 20 times. First, I wanted to be a lawyer. I didn't want to be a doctor, but then later in life, I decided to become a social worker. So currently,
that's cool.
I'm a social worker and practicing, and I'm finished off my degree. But then
you're doing your degree
right now. Yeah.
In what?
In social work.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So I think in 2 years' time, I'll be a social worker. But I'm a qualified one right now. So, but then you realize that, you know, my mom was like, when I'm fine, so I'm going to resist. I don't know for nothing. You know that question? It's it's so heavy because her defense is, there are a lot of musicians who are not successful, especially from Zimbabwe. So why go for something that would just send you down the drain, as they say in quotations? But then I say to them, you know what? I love social work. I'm a people's person. So I found it in a way that I can still do both and have a link between the two. Because end of the day, when you're in the music industry, sometimes most people don't understand. You need to be humble at some point in time in life.
I wish Fish was humble, but anyway.
Okay, I'll ask later. But I think it's very important. That's why I thought, okay, let me just work with these guys. I'll be the person who actually stands for them. Because sometimes when you're trying to communicate with the artist, you find that they're two egos, you know, fighting against each other.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's trying to prove who's better than the other. So if I become the bridge in between, I can try and find the link to say, no, but if you work with so and so, you might have a future. Not to say that you don't have one, but something along those lines.
You might have a brighter
future. Yeah. Thanks for that.
Because everyone has a future. Your future can be like a drunkard. Your future can be going to rehab. Your future can be, you know what I'm saying? But it's still a future, though. It's a future. I want to touch on what you guys are doing now. I mean, obviously you are in obviously you touched on a lot of things, like as Zimbabweans we need to be able to be very much versatile in the skills that we do and the things that we do. But then what's the most exciting thing that you wake up to, Mr. Joe Ushe, when you think of what you do on a day-to-day basis?
The most exciting thing is music.
Okay.
For me, yeah. Because it's where I get to be myself the most, easily express myself.
You are a rapper, by the way.
I used to.
Yes.
Well, I didn't quit that long back.
You didn't quit that long back, so it means you still have some rap.
I just hung my gloves. I was like, no, not anymore.
But you didn't quit long back, right?
Yeah, not so long.
Meaning you still have some stuff in
you. Shut up, put me in the corner. I am not rapping.
You can throw some
Gilmore, bars. I'm not rapping.
But you can throw some bars, one or two or three, maybe.
Okay, maybe later. Let me try and jog my memory, because right now I'm dusty as hell.
Okay.
But all I'm saying is the music is something, because if you find yourself doing something that a lot of people say won't pay you, or it won't give you, like your future doesn't seem as bright as you're saying.
Yeah.
It means there's really something in you that connects to that thing. So for me, it's the music.
Yeah.
And when I decided to kind of stop rapping, Fish was like, be my manager. And I didn't know the first thing about managing an artist. But I mean, we're friends. I've always been helping him make decisions. We help each other, actually. Like ideas and whatnot. So that's why I was just like, okay, fine. He probably sees something in me and he thinks I might help him, and I actually believe in him as an artist and what he's doing, so let me just do that. So I guess I found a better way to contribute to music, and I'm actually kind of easing into it and enjoying it. Ups and downs.
So that's the most important thing, to enjoy what you do, right?
Yeah, sure.
And sure. Obviously you approached him with you had an idea of what you wanted from him. How important is it to sort of like bring people that are your friends or people around you into what you do? Instead of going and getting someone else, a random someone, how important is it to you to bring someone who's very close to you to work with?
You know, I feel like Omuntu, like who you spend most of your time with, understands you better. So I feel like me working with them, it's easy for me to actually progress and make good music, because they'll be knowing which now if you look even in performer, they know what things are so it actually helps.
So you're one of those people that have diva-ish on stage. So I've seen a lot of artists that give like so much attitude, like, oh, fuck off, this microphone is not working.
I know.
Is he one of those?
No, I know.
I was asking that question.
I make sure I'll deliver. Even in my King of Sevens, I'll do free bars.
I mean, he's an artist, so.
You know, so.
He's an artist. There's a bit of diva-ish in him.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, no, but no, not really. It's actually quite cool.
Oh, okay.
It's actually quite cool. Easy to work with.
I mean,
because you spoke about bars, and Mr. Joe Shea is going to do some bars for us later on. And if you're tuning in, you're listening to the Good Motive IBA on Cliff Central. Our Twitter handle is at cliffcentral.com. And your Twitter handle is
Clinton_Joe_Shea_.
Mine is Fish F Ndaramo.
How does someone even remember that?
It's Fish F, then Ndaramo.
All right.
Oh. Some of it. Mine is at Droski Katafi, which I'm yet to change.
It's called what?
Droski Katafi. I'm yet to change.
Droski. All right. So you can always hashtag us on our social media platforms. The hashtag is GTEEvibe, and let us know what you think about the conversation. And we're gonna talk more about your EP. Right. Fish, you have an EP that's coming, and what should we expect from that?
I mean. There's a true understanding of life. There's a true, you know, everything. Mm-hmm. Everything, because I took time to write those tracks. And some of the tracks, like, there's one titled Mom. So, Mama Ngabalela for my mom.
Okay.
You know. And Engitong Pandiye Sony. And, you know, these days, everything ends like a lot of A and B is because of the cash.
Yeah. So money is the root of all evil.
Yeah, man.
So you can't live without it.
Yeah, you can't live without it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah. You have like Matrix I 7. Uh-huh. Then the outro and she.
Do you have any people, any other artists that are featured in the
EP? Yeah, I feature Babe City from Harare. Then I feature.
Yeah, there's like the stripper girl.
He's actually a singer. He's a guy.
Oh, it's a he.
Yeah, it's
a he. Sorry, Babs. I thought you were Babs, honestly. Oh.
I mean, she's
still around, though.
She's still around. She's still doing the most, huh?
Yes.
I'm sure that she's the one who coaches the girls at the private lounge.
Yeah.
Have you guys been at the private lounge? Have you been?
I have.
Uh huh. And. We're gonna come back to you, Fish, don't worry.
When we spoke about Bev, Joe's face was lit, so we've been to the private lounge.
I just, it was just funny that you connected Bev to Bev City. And then,
and it blew up the lounge.
Yes, private lounge. I've been there. I mean, you have to at least once.
Okay.
Or twice, or thrice.
And?
You know, it's different.
Okay. Well, how is it different? Have you seen a lot of them that you have to compare and say this one is different?
No, I'm saying it's a whole different situation. It's a whole different situation and experience, you know. It's a strip club. We're not really used to those kinds of things here.
Okay. Why do Zimbabwe act like they're very conservative?
Yes, no, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, we're not really... I mean, when did it open? It's like 2-3 years back.
You would know, but anyway.
Ah, no, why is this on me now? You're the one who started the strip.
Yeah, no, because I'm asking, because I've been there before.
No.
I went there and it was, actually I've been there.
Okay.
No, but
you get what I'm saying. Like, it's all different experience. It takes some getting used to, especially without you're saying Zimbabwe's act all...
Conservative.
Because I mean, we're raised that way. We're raised in an environment that's like that. So,
but with the amount of small houses we have,
it's very fine because
we're more conservative. And, you know, yet we do all these things. And
but I don't judge. I'm not saying I judge them. I'm just saying, like, it's a fun place to be.
You enjoyed it.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy new experiences, so
I'm sure
I am not speaking about private life.
Not like you enjoy it. You enjoy it,
bro. Oh, Fish.
I mean, it's a Friday.
Yeah, it's a Friday.
It's a Friday. Yeah,
right. But we're jumping back to you. Okay, sorry, Bev. It's not a Bev. So you said you've got Bev, and then who else is featured on your
Benny Jones. I've, Lee McHoney.
Mm-hmm. Liz has been doing well, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's been trying to do well.
And I'm trying to get Charity also.
What's Charity?
The one from USA.
This other Charity girl.
Okay.
Was around.
Okay.
That we met.
Okay.
She sounds fire.
Yeah, she
is. Fire.
She's fire. She sounds fire.
She looks
okay. Oh, okay.
She looks good also.
Yeah, I mean, you got to compliment what God created. You know?
I'm not there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's also me.
Oh, you're also featured on it.
Yeah.
So why don't you want to drop some bars if you're featured on his EP?
I did that thing like, what's it, like last year.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not like 2 years, right? It's only a year.
I might just drop something.
Okay, at the end. So when is it coming out?
On the 15th of November.
Okay, yeah, is it for free or which platforms you can get it from?
This one is for free. I'll probably drop it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And just give out a mat list.
Okay.
They're not ready offers.
So they're all for free?
Yeah.
Guys, you know Winky D has a song that's out at the moment and... it's called Paperback, right?
Paperback.
Company Paperback.
Yeah.
At some point when I saw people hashtagging Paperback, I thought, what's going on? What happened? You know, but it's apparently it's a hip hop song.
Uh-huh.
What are your thoughts around that? Because there's been a lot of talk on social media about Winky D jumping in and all of a sudden he's doing hip hop and things like that.
I mean, for me, like, I feel like the guy felt the competition.
Mm-hmm.
As he's some young guy doing hip hop with a sound more similar to what he does,
mm-hmm.
especially for that song Mambo. So I feel like that's where,
because you're on the song, so are you trying to throw shade that he's stealing some ideas?
Not really, but Winky D has been doing music for years. Like, this is AMZ hip hop. Why now after Mambo?
Okay.
But I mean, I like the song, it's fire, but you know.
Stay your mind, bro. It's nice to hear like what people think, because don't you think he should keep to his lane?
Musically, I think it's okay to evolve, it's okay to experiment. I mean, I've also done music,
mm-hmm.
into music, so I jump on this here every now and then. I like the song, first of all.
Okay.
I mean, I like Winky D.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a good, I've actually called him one of the best rappers in Zim.
Rappers?
Because I feel like that. Have you ever listened to his music?
Yeah, no. That's called Winky D.
No, wait.
I knew that was going to cause, but what he's saying is, I listening to the way he raps, the way he puts his words together, it does that way better than a lot of rappers that think of rappers around.
Isn't that shame? He does it better than who? Give me an example.
Wait. I'm not
going to mention that. Does it do better than Ace? Does it do better than Calvin? Does it do better than
No.
10 Diamonds, Stana? You can throw the names around.
I'm not throwing names. But all those people that you mentioned are fire. I like them more. I enjoy the music.
Okay. Although I don't think all of them are fire. But anyway.
That's on you. I think it's cool. In terms of competition, hip hop in a way kind of helps hip hop.
Mm.
In the sense that
alright.
I feel like that because I mean recently even Kelvin did a freestyle on it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He did a remix on it.
Is that coming up from?
I don't want to inspire.
Is that
Kelvin's?
Yeah,
fire more than the original song.
I mean, like, we keep it this, like, what fire his verse.
It's quite fire. I mean, you have to understand, hip hop is a very small thing,
mm-hmm.
in Zim. I don't even know if I can call it an industry. So, if you see an opportunity, I mean, you have to take it, and there was an opportunity. Like, he made hip hop a conversation.
Mm.
You know, throughout all the genres.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
but what happens to keeping to your own land? Because I mean, aren't you supposed to just to keep it to your land and then just move forward?
In terms of him keeping it to his own land,
for example.
I don't know. I wish I could speak after hearing what his thoughts were on making that song,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know. I'll just assume that since he's done well, Zim. I mean, Zim dance, holy Kali.
Yeah.
He's done well. There's nothing he hasn't done. He's dropped.
Fish is looking at you like you're hits. Crazy.
He's dropped his hits. He's done everything. I mean, I think he's just feeling like, now I just want to flex. I can do anything.
Okay.
I just want to show these kids that, hey, hip hop did anything. I can do it.
Why couldn't you flex with gospel? Okay, fine, he did another song.
Because if you look at it, Wiki D has done everything from gospel to actually did Sungura.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he did. He has a song with
Hip Hop.
I think so. Yeah.
Do you feel like it's just trying to throw shade at Mambo? Because I mean, Mambo went for like 2 months at number one on ZFM.
Hey, because he got again number one, then Mambo came, then you know that. And thing. But I feel like it's alright because now Severs Kanye here for the hip hop side, and we hip hop, he won't survive because we need the bars.
No, but guys, let's be honest. I don't think that's true. That's not really true because let's be honest. Look at a situation whereby the worst part is Winky D has got fans, which I can't say they are also hip hop fans. I really do not know, but they are Winky D fans. So now, when he releases a song based on a hip hop sound, the problem is how people react towards that song. Mm-hmm. So in a way, it's like saying all those guys were doing hip hop in a certain line of thought. They are not doing anything until the savior Winky D had to come on board and start, you know, putting us on the map. I'm very grateful for the song, and I actually appreciate it because music is it's versatile. You can't stick to one lane. But then at some point in time, you got to respect those. Okay, personally, I would have felt more appreciative if he had featured someone from the hip hop side. Then I can say, okay, fine, he's trying to build the genre. Let's put it to a bigger platform. But then now, guys,
doesn't it come as an advantage though to the hip hop people, because Winky D has such a huge following in terms of him as an artist. Maybe if he drops a hip hop song, it might bring some like a lot of more attention to the genre, don't you think so?
Yeah, but then the problem comes now when people are comparing Winky D with the usual hip hop artist that we call the biggest artist in Zimbabwe.
Maybe we're making an assumption that they're the biggest hip hop artist and they're actually.
I mean, if you have a hip hop song that's been on the charts for like, let's just say the charts for like as much as Mambo was, I mean, that automatically makes you the biggest hip hop act of that time, is it not?
It is. But maybe he also, his assumption is they're not just that big enough. Or maybe they're actually not that big enough. It's an assumption.
I mean, music is competitive. It's a competitive sport. It's a competitive game. So,
I mean,
maybe he's just trying to compete.
May I like it? Because I'm coming for that.
Oh, you're coming for that. But you have your own genre code.
Yeah, of course. But me, I'm there too.
You see, you should be fluid. I think you should be fluid. But it would be dope. It would have been dope if you had gotten someone
in the industry.
But listen, already he just had a song by himself, and look at the amount of attention that he's getting. Don't you think maybe it's just too big enough to even feature people? It's just like Oliver Mtukudzi can just fart today, and everyone's like, "Oh my gosh, Oliver Mtukudzi farted a song." not disrespect, I respect him so much. Good Lord, but I'm just saying, maybe it's just way too big enough that featuring on someone really won't benefit him at all.
Because I feel like Wikidia, I can't get that video, is the best video he ever did.
Yeah, on that one.
It's funny that he did that with the hip-hop song, though.
Yeah,
that's true, the best video he ever did. I might get that. They were nice, but you know.
Yeah.
So is he not saying something? Maybe it's a wake-up call to the hip-hop sector.
It says something about him dance, actually. Like,
it does.
It means you can't make a dope video
for a dancehall song.
For a dancehall song.
Or you take it that way.
I think so, because it does. Yeah, I take it that way. You know what? I appreciate music from every genre, even Zim Hip Hop. I listen to it. But not on my phone. But I hear it.
You don't want it to be that personal with you.
Nah.
I mean, I don't like Zindanso anyway.
I don't like it.
It's very it touches on home issues and whatnot, but there's just something that
it's just
the that's the part and as long as I was from because it was dance all the way.
No, but then again, maybe why dance or artists have been surviving in Zim is the relevance issue that we spoke about earlier. Because for me, the biggest challenge I've had with hip hop artists is that sometimes when you listen to content, you're like, what are you talking about? Like, who are you talking about? Because at the end of it all, if I cannot relate to what you are producing, I'm not going to be able to purchase what you're producing. So if I cannot relate to it, I'm not going to purchase. And then in turn, there's no sustainability for you as an artist because people are not purchasing what they cannot relate to. So isn't that maybe a challenge? What about, I mean, Winky D, is his song talking about issues like there's no fuel? the bread has gone to $2 or whatever.
I'm glad that guy is talking about cash.
He's talking about money.
Yes, the reality of it. It's the same thing.
It kind of shows how hypocritical Zimbabwean people can be.
Okay.
In a way, especially when it comes to listening to music. I mean, they're going to hype up Winky D for a song about money, but they hate on these other guys for making music about money.
Okay, so it goes back to me also that I'm...
It goes back to all of us, you know. I like that song, Paperback, but when I hear an artist going, yeah, I'm making this racks, throwing this out in the club, I'm like, what is he talking about? You know, but I guess it's about who did it. Then,
so maybe it's about the face, huh?
It is.
I guess so.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. It's alright to be the club in mind, because who lie?
It does.
So that's his reality.
Yeah, who lie, bro?
Okay.
So basically, those who are singing about money, who are not Winky D, don't have money.
Why is the club in doing a lie?
How do you know about that?
No,
it
but
do
you know what music is? Music is not always about what you have. It's like, fine, a designer, Lona Kavli, Panda. When he did that song, he had never been to Atlanta. He'd never seen, he never even had money as much as 50,000, so he says on the interview.
Okay.
It's all about...
So it's creating a persona.
Yeah.
Well, it's also fun. You know, maybe it's a getaway.
Yeah, you know.
Or we can say we have a lie.
I guess so. People like his music, but we like it.
No, but it's just like acting. Sometimes, not necessarily that if you're acting a certain part, it means you are that.
Okay.
It's just... it depends.
It's acting.
I mean, you're making music. You know, you're making music for the people, different people. Mm. Your story can't always resonate with everyone else's. You know?
Exactly.
So you have to be able to.
So maybe it's music that's talking about money is about the Ginimbis.
Yeah.
And those people that have money in Zimbabwe. And those that are stealing from us, but we will not mention them. What? Ginimbi is the one.
Ah, he's the one. Bro.
Ginimbi's got enough money. We touched on Winky D, but other things that made headlines in Zimbabwe is Magaya saying that he came up with a cure for HIV and AIDS. Okay. And one comment for me that stood out is when someone said, if you came up with that cure, why don't you go and get infected yourself and then you use that to cure yourself?
And you become a person.
I'm not going to do that. And now he's being taken to court by the Doctors Association because apparently his equation or theory or whatever does not seem to be tying and working together. Your thoughts around that? On pastors coming up and saying they have cues for things.
And I'm like, your prophets and also.
Prophets of doom.
Those guys.
What do you think, my guy is a prophet of doom?
No. Sorry, my guy. If you're going to have the chance to listen to this, sorry. No.
You don't have to apologize.
Just also, in case. You never know. They might. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I think, let's be honest. I think in Zimbabwe, what we realize with most Zimbabweans in general is that the closest thing to keep us sane, not insane, is religion.
Mm-hmm.
And you find people sort of like using that to manipulate the situation for their better, enhancement. I'm not saying that's what Makai is doing, but right now people are literally, there's too much pressure. I mean, of course you got the AIDS issue, you got the prizes, you got those who were dumped, you know, those kind of things. But then, like I'm saying, personally, I think I understand why the government's reacting the way they're reacting, because realize human beings are very queer animals, especially when you have something like HIV and AIDS, where for a very, very long time, there's no cure.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, someone says there's a cure.
Yeah.
You know, people who were protecting themselves from the disease, now all of a sudden say, guys, I can do what I want. There's now a cure. So from what I heard from other clinics, there are some people who actually stopped like taking the treatment because they heard there's a cure. And now you can imagine the ripple effect of that for actually stopping ER treatment. So in a way, the government is trying to stop the panic mode, or not the panic mode as such, but the crazy mode in a way to say.
Because that guy has a lot of followers.
Yeah,
and he's got a lot of influence. But then unfortunately, I feel like most prophets and most pastors, most religious leaders, they are not positively using their influence.
Exactly.
Because now you find someone goes to these prophets' churches and then they have to bow down to them. I mean, it's crazy how everybody just loses themselves to those people.
It is.
And then I'm like, so what happens to the ultimate God?
I just feel like those guys are just artists.
the artist.
So you're saying Mangai is an artist? Is that what you're saying? Artist, okay, okay. Who else is an artist? You can just name the prophets in Zimbabwe.
All of them.
So like who? Because I don't know all of them. I just saw Mangai.
Chisa.
Oh wow.
Chisa. Is he still around? But I don't know. But I think that, I think he's looking for relevance though, because those guys these days, they're now quiet. They're not as popular.
Those guys need the money.
It's pumping
the gospel.
Yeah, they want the money. Because people really believe, you know. If you meet someone who believes in Magaya, there's nothing you can do.
Hey, that's true.
Convince them otherwise. So I mean, that thing is dangerous. The thing of saying maybe I've discovered a cure for HIV. I mean, that thing has been recessed. I don't know, maybe they've been hiding it from us because they enjoy their reaping from us buying their pills. When I say us, I'm not saying me specifically.
Okay.
Nobody should accept if you.
But I'm saying like, you know, there's a conspiracy theorist who say the cure is there, but they're holding it back because of pharmaceuticals gain from it and whatnot. But I don't know, I'm not really a conspiracy theorist, I'm just saying. So, as I say, see, now I'm lost now.
But in general, actually, to piggyback on what you're saying, in general, a lot of people, there's some people that benefit from crisis. So for HIV and AIDS, cancer to keep on existing, there's some people that are benefiting from it. Imagine if there was a cure for HIV AIDS, we would not have US AID. We would not even have all these HIV AIDS organizations. Meaning, there's no employment for people. If HIV AIDS is cured, so I feel like a crisis always has to be there for people.
Capitalism. I do. Capitalism is there. It actually feeds on such things. It feeds on a crisis. Like what you're saying, true. Right now, Zimbabweans, not Zimbabweans, but most African countries are receiving free art treatment. But imagine the situation now. Those art treatments are from huge pharmaceutical company that are making a lot of money just to manufacture. Now the moment say you hear Makai saying I've got a cure, that means they're losing business. Literally,
Millions
of jobs.
This feeling of you're messing up the bag.
But also he's a man of God. He's also a man of God. So why was it? Because he said that he's gonna sell his treatment. But he's a man of God. If you are a gifted guy, why do people even pay to go see a prophet? If you are, it's very but good place to go watch someone perform too.
No, but it's different. When you want to see an artist, cutting.
Then artist.
I guess now it makes sense.
It makes sense, right?
Being an artist and you paying to see.
Exactly.
No, but it's wrong. Because at one point in time, there was an artist here in the studio and we had the same argument about my guy. And he was like, to me, you know, I kind of believe this whole situation. And I was like, what do you mean you believe? And he goes on to say, okay, it's like me going to the my guy. I didn't even know my guy has a shop, but apparently he has a shop where he sells. What you call it? Anointed oil and even pen. I like to. So you're telling me you literally like put faith on a pen to pass your examination, not actually go and start. And like yes. Already there's a manipulation of the system. That's when you find people saying religion is the opiate of the masses because people just fall for anything and everything just to keep them safe.
Crazy place we live in Zim. It's like everything is just popping up in Zimbabwe. It's like you wake up and one day there's no electricity, one day there's no water, one day there's Makai with HIV.
Especially the water issue.
Like, we have no electricity for 3 days.
Yeah, water. I mean, water.
Ha!
I was just wondering. Keeping some water. James, so you're the guys that work at Ildus Dynasty. What is Ildus Dynasty?
Okay, so Ildus Dynasty is just a group of, can I say 3, 4, 5? Let's just say 4 music entrepreneurs. I like to call ourselves music entrepreneurs in the sense that we decided to sort of like, we identify a crisis where for a very long time, most radio stations were complaining about the sound of music that was being submitted in the sense of sound production and everything. So we're like, okay guys, let's sit down and actually create a sound where we will lead in the production, where we create that quality, which is acceptable in a way to most radio stations, of which basically that's how we started.
So you saw a problem and then you became a solution. But how is it going so far in terms of the quality? Are you happy with the quality of music that has been coming out from the studio?
So far we're really happy with the quality. Of course we could do better, we could grow.
Sure.
then we are growing. But so far, yeah, it's now just all about pushing it, finding the avenues, you know, mm-hmm. to get the artists out there more. Mm-hmm. But so far, so good.
So far, can't say good. What's the official life for Zimbabwean music for you, Fish?
Fish.
From where you stand, what's the future like?
Ah, man, it's tricky. Because now, I don't know which is a 12 of them chankuras or we won't. Because, ish. Abantu, like, they are too, like, in a way, skeptical, like, to keep a dollar to buy something.
Music. Okay.
Music, yeah. So, especially, Eblawai, for you to actually sell a song or for someone to believe you think about it blind, you have to lie you think about it in South Africa so that they can listen to you.
That's crazy.
So, Angaz. Kuzima for us.
So you feel the music industry has no future in Zimbabwe?
There is.
There is some sort of a paper bag.
You know, the business side, yes. But music, like musically, with music, like with the future, which is like for sound and yeah, it's the corner. And get the corner. The content is there and everything, but the money side.
Okay, so there's no, it's not linking in terms of the money
and the business.
And the business of and music the, is not popping.
Yeah.
So what are you? What is your strategy as a team? What's your strategy? Let's say when you say, okay, you have an EP coming on the 15th of November, and which is just next week. Mm-hmm. When you have that EP, what's the strategy to making sure that you sell that music, or it's for free?
Yeah, it is for free. Mm-hmm. It is for free. I think basically right now the only challenge we have is really say it anyway, the music business and the music itself is mm-hmm. no connection. But right now we felt, okay, guys, as much as we want to sell the music, in a way, it's hard to sell something that most people do not know, mm-hmm. you know, in the sense of saying, I'm not saying he's not known, he is known, mm-hmm. but when I mean known in the sense of, even someone in Konare Jo should know that, there's Fish F. Maxwell, mm-hmm. you know, from Lawa. Even someone in, what's it called with that province, Lena Elf, what, 35,000?
Yes, what is it called?
Zuba,
you know,
someone even say,
hey, you know Zuba, but you know where it belongs to.
Yeah, if you blow, you know
what I mean, yeah.
You know, Jai's
love. There is such amount of people in that place.
People are asking, God's photo.
Okay, no, but I get what you're saying. Because I think when Winky D, the same person we're talking about, when he started off with music, he did CDs that he was going to and he was giving to Avant Bomb Chova, the drivers. I think he did like about 2,000 or something. He was just giving them to Avant Bomb Chova. Mm-hmm. So imagine when you're going home or you're going to work in the morning, the Mchova guy is just playing your music. Yeah. And in the Mchova, there's 18 people. And how many trips do they do? A day, each Mchova has a potential of maybe 100 people listening to your song. And if you befriended that driver, mm-hmm. and then you gave them your CD, 2,000 of those Mchovas are playing your music. Yeah. Meaning, how many people? So that's a very clever strategy. Maybe something that you might want to do and make that paperback like what Winky D was talking about. Like more paperback, because you look like...
Yeah, because the main point of the EP is to try and catch more ears rather than pockets for now, while we're still trying to figure out how to infiltrate the pockets and, you know, secure the bag. So I mean, all those strategies, we're trying to see how best we can get the music out there as much as we can, because it's pointless to make the music and keep it while still waiting for things, the skies to clear up, but soon plus waiting is very difficult because we live in a very politicized economy, which means that politics affects everything
that we do.
Economics and the economics messes up our side. You know, we just want to do art, we just want to do music, but now we also have to consider the economy, the politics, and whatnot.
That's true. Crazy. Like, guys, we're almost like an hour of this conversation.
Yes.
One last word. Maybe there's something that I didn't like ask you that possibly it would have been very cool for you to be asked, and like, oh, you forgot to ask me. What one question would I have asked you that you wished I had asked you, and how would you respond to it?
Yeah.
Think about it also.
I think maybe as to say, what can one do to become the artist for tomorrow?
Respond to yourself then.
Hey, Lord, why me now?
Because you asked the question, so
I know. I think there's a lot, but for me, I would say an artist needs to be a package. A package, not just in terms of being the talented artist, but even your image, your, how you present yourself, the brand. You are a brand, a walking brand on the streets anyway. So if you're an artist out there, if you're upcoming or you want to remain in the cutters, I mean, that's your choice. I think just be a package that even companies can say, I put this person in my project, will they get me more customers? Or it's, there's no difference. So basically, be the
package. Basically, that's a Zimbabwean thing. Yeah, so basically, what he's trying to say is just come to Ildo's Dynasty and just we'll make you a brand.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying. A package.
What one question would I should have asked you that I didn't ask you?
That part where we were talking about Ildo's being one of the studio like companies which focus on quality. You're supposed to ask me with him, what is quality?
Okay.
And what determines equality? You know, equality comes with the artist. What you sing and what you write, that's where the quality comes. Because me now, I'm also a vocal producer. What I do is, when I mix a song, I make sure the way you want to keep it enough to actually motivate me to what to actually do my best, regardless of who to battle it.
Yes, Mr. Ron. I thought you were going to say regardless.
Regardless.
No, I get that. I get that. Dope, dope. Mr. Roshan, what one question should I have asked you or that I was supposed to ask you that I didn't ask you, but you want to respond to me? You want to ask yourself and you want to respond to me?
That's a difficult one. Who's the best rapper in Blayo?
I know there's too much beef, but okay, who's the best rapper in Blayo?
Fish of Maxwell.
There's a lot of beef in Blayo, but anyway,
unnecessary beef.
It's very unnecessary. But gentlemen, obviously, I think there's a lot of shade that was thrown in the whole entire conversation. You threw some shade to some people, but it was amazing. I mean, chatting with you guys, just getting to understand your mindset and where you're coming from and things that you are all about. What's your Twitter handles, just in case someone wants to follow you and have a conversation with you after? Of course, I'm going to share the Twitter handles, but
mine is Clinton_Joshe_ It's just the one between the Clinton and the Zosia, and then two after the Zosia.
Wow.
Mine is just Fish of Naramo.
Fish of, no, you wanted to say something?
Oh, yeah. Can I say the family house Twitter, you know?
Yeah,
it was just Dynasty ZW.
You guys, you know, you sound like maybe some studio from Empire, the series.
Say
yes. Those Dynasty, Shekinah, Shaniqua, Shanina.
You gotta fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
No, gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me on the Gilmore T Vibe. I hope to have you maybe a few months later when you're dropping your album, Clinton Roche.
I'm not dropping it.
Although you refuse to drop some bars.
No, actually, it's you want some bars.
Let's get it. Before we close with Farah and Jay, a song by Fish. And featuring Benny Jones, right? We're gonna close with that, but give us some buzz before we close.
Hi guys, I haven't know how to flow.
Okay, yes, just flow.
I want my blessings in gold, connected my convos with God, skipped over hurdles and odds, moving silence, that's G code. Money ain't everything, but I'm coming for everything. I'm old, 25, but I feel really old. Been sunning niggas, since I lost my umbilical cord. Picked up a pen, found a purpose on chords. Linked up with Deuce, connected the dots. That's all I got.
No.
You know that official F Max swept in that I'm a trap king.
It's a GT Vibe every Friday at 1 p.m.
Hi, you. Until I cash, until I cash, and don't go swipe on my face on a Friday. Until I cash, until I cash, and don't go swipe on my face on a Friday. And I got cheese, I let me pop up. Don't ask me 'cause it's not a story. And I got cheese, I let me pop up. Don't ask me 'cause it's not a story. Until I cash, until I cash, and don't go swipe on my face.
Windows black. Right now I'm in the cab. my face on the Friday. Until I cash, until I break. No more slap on my face on the Friday. And I like cheese, I make me papa. Don't answer me, cause it's not a drug. And I like cheese, I make me papa. Don't answer me, cause it's not a drug. Until I cash, until I break. No more slap on my face on the Friday. Until I cash. Number 17, fuck a best bin, let's ching ching. I spun a bomb up on Twitter. The same thing bin, till I get ding ding, Franklin. I will ask catches of a bonda. With a 16, pure ID, no shot, shot, I'm a drop king. Until I cash, until I break. Don't go swipe on my face on the Friday. Until I cash, until I break. Don't go swipe on my face on the Friday. And I'm a king, I'm a baby papa. Don't answer me, cause it's not a smoggy.
I ain't tryna get to know her. I'm on fire in the game right now. She gon' pour me water. She gon' wanna have my daughter and raise her summer overseas. I'm the biggest thing in hip hop. I need moolah for the G's. It's ill juice with an ill dude, and I promise you gonna remember that. Feeling wavy, watch the AV blow up and do the Pocato dance. Turns up in the club, booze all in the lungs. I put fish on the hook. Now trap love, show me love. Too deep in the berg. It's how we living on a Friday. Here short like Fetty Wap. Baby, you should come my way.
Until I cash, until I break. Don't go swipe on my face on the Friday. Until I cash, until I break. Don't go swipe on my face on the Friday. And I'm a cheese, I make me papa. Don't answer me cause it's not a sproggy. And I'm a cheese, I make me papa. Don't answer me cause it's not a sproggy.
This is CliffCentral.com.